Now have a listen to this. And once again, real 999 call. Just to remind you, you may find it distressing. I think it's really important that you listen to it and understand the work that has gone on here. In April 2010, Ivan Wallace noticed there was something seriously wrong with his wife, Winnie. He picked up the phone and dialed 999.
Ambulance service?
I wonder, could I have an ambulance? My wife is just passed out.
Right, what's the address you need the ambulance?
The address is...
Still unconscious?
Yes, she is. She's just sitting. She seems to be breathing, or Winnie.
Okay, just a few questions for you. The ambulance has been organised as an emergency.
Thank you.
How old is she, please?
She is 70.
Okay. And she's still unconscious, sir?
Yes, yes.
But she is breathing.
Winnie.
Okay, is she breathing normally?
She's not, no.
Okay, does she have a history of heart problems?
No. And her head's totally flopping. She just stopped breathing.
She's
breathing now.
She's breathing, okay.
Yeah.
Right, as I said, the ambulance has been organised as an emergency.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you what to do next. Are you right beside her?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I need you to put her flat on her back with no pillows behind her.
Right.
Look in her mouth to see if there's anything in it, any food or vomit.
Winnie. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is there anything in her mouth?
No, there's nothing.
Okay, now I want you to put...
And her eyes just are open and just staring.
Okay, I want you to put one hand on her forehead.
Yes.
The other hand under her neck.
Yeah.
Lift her head back.
Yeah.
I want you to put your ear to her mouth to make sure that she is breathing. Tell me if you feel or hear any breathing or if you see her chest rise.
Yeah, she's sort of taking in breaths.
Okay. Is she breathing normally?
No, she's not.
Okay. Now...
It's just sort of going...
Okay. Now...
And her ear's blue, gone blue.
Okay, I want you to tell me every time she takes a breath, okay? Right, starting from now.
No, it was one now.
And she hasn't taken another breath?
No, another one, no.
Okay. Okay, and she's still unconscious, sir?
Yes, she is. And another one, no. Just a deep sort of gasp.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how to give her mouth-to-mouth, okay?
Yes.
With her head tilted back, pinch her nose closed.
Yeah.
Completely cover her mouth with your mouth.
Right.
Then blow two regular breaths into your lungs, about one second each. The chest should rise with each breath.
Right, just a minute.
Okay.
Not.
You didn't feel the air going in and out?
No.
Okay. Tilt her head back a wee bit.
There's an ambulance now coming.
Okay. Just tilt her head back and pinch her nose closed.
There's a breath now. Okay. A deep, but if she's gone, her ear's blue and everything.
Okay. If you can go and open the front door there, the ambulance should be outside.
It's coming.
Okay. You can hang the phone up then. I let you go.
Okay.
I just think it's incredible. The man who made that 999 call is with us today. Morning to you, Ivan. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much, first of all, for talking to us. I know this is very, very personal indeed. But if I asked you, Ivan, to sum up just how important the 999 service is to you and your family.
Well, it was absolutely crucial at the time because... as you heard, I heard on the radio, I was in a bit of a panic, and the assurance, the reassurance I got from the person who was on the other line, end of the line from the ambulance service, sort of calmed me down and got me to do things that he told me to do in the CPR, but. I think that coupled with the fact that as you heard, the rapid response car came. It was probably within 3 minutes of the call being made, and the paramedics came in and took over.
What had happened to your wife, Winnie, Ivan?
Yes, it did.
What had happened?
We were sitting just... we were talking to my granddaughter on Skype, and we were just sitting talking normally, and suddenly Winnie just slumped forward onto my knee. Just a natural movement. I thought she was bending down to pick something up, but she didn't come up again. So I lifted her up and saw that her eyes were wide open and she didn't seem to be breathing. So I then ran to the phone and dialed 999.
And was it established afterwards that she'd taken a heart attack or what had happened?
Yes, she had it was a cardiac arrest, and the person in the rapid response car said, he said on the way when they were taking her, he said, your wife is very, very sick.
How is she now?
No. That was when they were taking her out of, of the house at that time.
How, Ivan, is she now?
Oh, how is she now? She's very, very well, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it incredible?
Yes, the fact that the thing came so quickly, and then the service that we got from the paramedics and then from the intensive care in the Ulster Hospital was absolutely superb. I mean, had it not come as quickly as that, it would have, I think the outcome would have been very different. I mean, I heard afterwards that the response car had been deployed as part of the dispersed deployment of the cars. It was actually in the town.